What thing do you own that makes people ask, why do you own that? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor pudding.
Hola.
Yeah, so some years ago, I came into possession of a human tibia and femur.
All right.
Tibia.
Tibia.
Yeah, took me a second.
Yep, like, I heard you.
What?
Yeah. You got a human tibia?
How did you get your hands on these?
So my grandpa opened a chiropractor clinic in the 60s in Bellevue, and then my uncle took it over. And about 4 or 5 years ago, he decided to retire and sell the building to a pot shop. So I go and help him clear everything out, all the tables and everything. And he's like, yeah, if you see anything that you might want, you know, just let me know. And I saw those bones, and he was like, oh, yeah, those were grandpa's medical specimens, you know, show people, like, how exactly bones work and what they look like, the fact that they're porous, all that. So I'm just like, man, those would look really cool. Like, I keep my record player inside this fancy glass and metal case that was originally built for Nordstrom's. And on top of that are two crossbones.
All right. Have you thought about, like, maybe at Thanksgiving, just to weird people out, like, I don't know, stir the mashed potatoes at one of them, something like that?
You know what? I'm thinking maybe more centerpiece.
Oh, not a bad call,
man. Or just stick it out of the butt of the turkey.
Yeah.
Something like that.
There you go.
Yeah, bone in ham, whatever you got going on. Okay.
I like it.
There is something interesting about medical stuff. I don't know why. You know what I mean? To say, man, this hospital closed. Yeah. And, like, for God's sake, I would end up taking a wheelchair. Do you want the wheelchair? You know what? I do. I want the
wheelchair. My grandmother's got all her nursing stuff, her stethoscopes, all the, even just reflex, those little rubber.
Oh, the little rubber metal things.
I would like a stethoscope.
It still works. I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
Put it in. It's like.
Listen to something somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's the weird thing about them. Like, honestly,
blood pressure, things that you put around your arms.
But, like,
you know,
when
those,
we were a kid.
I got one of those, too.
When we were kids, we got our hands on a stethoscope for, like, 3 weeks. And it was just a matter of we'd, like, try to spy on my parents, spy on each other. Because you'd hold it up to the door. And whatever someone was doing on the other side, it was definitely amplified.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the only thing was, like, but if you knew someone was there, it's like, hey, seriously, like, don't knock on the other side of the door or something.
It'll blow you up.
It'll absolutely.
If I had a stethoscope on and I had Mike take his shirt off and I listen, I guess you don't have to take a shirt off. Sorry, Mike. But I listen, I think they do. And I listened to his back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I never know what the doctor's listening for. Would I be able to tell?
He wants you to breathe in. Yeah, he wants you to breathe in and breathe out so we can hear if there's any kind of raspiness or anything that would maybe be a sign of infection or, you know, your lungs not working properly.
Or hear a little voice.
I just always wonder, is there like, oh, is there a dog in there?
Damn right.
No, like you wonder, like, is there something specific or is it just like, you'll know if something's wrong?
Maybe that's it, man. Like, look, I don't know where it is in your body, but that doesn't sound right.